Good morning, brothers and sisters.
好不好？让我们一起来读几处主的话语。
Let's turn to several passages.
我们首先读利未记，利未记第十一章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 11.
我们读四十一到四十五节。
Verses 41 through 45.
利未记十一章四十一到四十五节。我们翻到以后，请弟兄姊妹一同来读。
Let's read it together.
凡地上的爬物是可证的，都不可吃。凡用肚子行走的和用四足行走的，或是有许多足的，就是一切爬在地上的，你们都不可吃，因为是可证的。你们不可因什么爬物使自己成为可证的，也不可因这些使自己不洁净以致染了污秽。我是耶和华你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们也不可在地上的爬物污秽自己。我是把你们从埃及地领出来的耶和华，要做你们的神，所以你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。第二处经文，请读哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter
3. 哥罗西书第三章，我们读第一节一直到十一节。
Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 through 11.
哥罗西书三章第一节到十一节。请弟兄姊妹也是一起来读哥罗西书，在如果是用教会公用的圣经是285面。哥罗西书第三章第一节。
Colossians 3 verse 1, let's read it together.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。所以要致死你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。因这些事，神的愤怒必临到那悖逆之子。当你们在这些事中活着的时候，也曾这样行过，但现在你们要弃绝这一切的事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语，不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。在此并不分希利尼人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。最后我们来看一下但以理书。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel.
旧约但以理书第一章。
Chapter
1. 我们就读八和九节。
Verses 8 and 9.
但以理书第一章八节和九节。
Daniel chapter 1 verses 8 to 9.
好，我们一起读一下。但以理却立志不以王的膳和王手饮的酒玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。神使但以理在太监长眼前蒙恩惠，受怜悯。我们就暂时读到这里。
That will conclude our Bible reading this morning.
我们请弟兄姊妹再有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
主，我们敬畏你。
Lord, we fear you.
因为你是圣洁的。
Because you are holy.
主啊，我们何等的不洁。
Lord, we are so unholy.
我们来到你的跟前。
As we come before your presence, Lord.
哦，靠你的宝血。
That through your blood.
伏在你的权下。
We have submit under your authority.
求你向我们施恩。
We ask that you be gracious to us.
主啊，因着你在我们身上有荣耀的托付。
Because you have a glorious calling entrusted to us.
因为你的生命在我们里面。
Because your life is in us.
所以我们应当在你面前寻求。
Therefore, we should seek before your face.
哦，寻求活出你的见证。
And to seek to live out your testimony.
寻求做世界的光和世界的盐。
And we should seek to be the light and salt of this world.
哦，主耶稣帮助我们。
Dear Lord, help us.
与我们同在。
Be with us, Lord.
借着你的圣灵。
That through your Holy Spirit.
深深的做工在我们的里面。
That work the, your work in us.
主啊，保守你的教会。
Lord, protect and preserve your church.
哦，赐给我们能力。
That to grant us the strength, Lord.
赐给我们敬畏的心。
To grant us this heart of reverence.
叫我们能够得胜。
That we may be overcomers.
主耶稣帮助我们。
And dear Lord Jesus, help us.
把以下的时间恭敬交在主的手中。
We commit the following time unto your hand.
主啊，你要说的话就请你说。
Lord, speak to us whatever you want to tell us.
主，你圣灵要摸到我们的，就请你来摸。
And Lord, it's Holy Spirit, touch our hearts according to your will.
主，我们渴慕圣洁。
Lord, we desire holiness.
我们渴慕教会成为荣耀的教会。
We desire our church to be a glorious church.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord Jesus, help us.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' precious name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 可是刚才我们所读的利未记里头。
And in the book of Leviticus, we just read.
主告诉以色列的百姓
The Lord had told the Israelites
他们必须要圣洁
That they must be holy
因为这位召他们的神是圣洁的
Because this God who called them is holy
所以吩咐他们凡是地上的爬物
Therefore the Lord commanded them that all the creatures that crawls on the ground
他们不能吃也不能摸
It should not be eaten or touched
今天教会在地上
And today as our church is on earth
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是真以色列人。
And each one of us is a true Israelite.
我们是真以色列人。
We are true Israelite.
因为神把他的生命已经赐给我们。
Because the Lord has given us his life.
所以他要在我们身上看见他的生命。
And therefore he sees his life in us.
以色列人在神的面前失败。
And yet the Israelites failed before the presence of the Lord.
但是主已经把全备的救恩赏赐下来。
But the Lord had given us his full salvation.
他在这个时代。
That in this age.
这个淫乱邪恶的时代。
That in this age of sexual immorality and impurity.
他看见教会。
That he wants to
see.
That church is separated from the world.
去年11月当荣耀弟兄做了见证之后
Last year, in the month of November after our brother Daniel shared his testimony
我心里面有一个非常大的震撼
And I was greatly shocked
今天神的百姓在地上
And today our people, the God's people on earth
有见证可以献给神吗
Do we have any testimony to give it to the Lord?
还是我们都败在仇敌的手下
Or have we all fallen?In the hands of the enemy.
我们知道世界是在地上爬的。
We know that the world is a creature that crawls on the ground.
世界一定是越过越污秽，越淫乱的。
We know that the world would become more and more increasingly immoral sexually.
但是神的百姓在世界中。
But yeah, the people of the Lord.
神分别我们。
That the Lord has separated us from the world.
他要把我们从世界这个淫乱和邪恶的里头完全的分别出来。
That he wants to separate us completely from the world of sexual immorality.
弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
我们在神面前所承接的托付是何等的重。
And this thing that the Lord has entrusted to us is very heavy.
但是我有个担心。
But I have a worry and concern.
就是我们在这个淫乱的世界中。
That in this world of sexual immorality.
我们已经对这些东西渐渐地失去了警觉。
We have become insensitive
and not alarmed. 我们可能很多的观念也是模糊的。
And our concepts have become very vague.
我们的态度是妥协的。
Our attitude is a compromising attitude.
我们没有一个征战的灵要来对付仇敌。
We don't have a spirit of battle want to face this, this spirit of the world.
我们容许他为所欲为。
We allow him to do whatever he wants to do.
征服我们。
We allow him to overcome us.
让我们成为在地上爬的。
That we become a creature that crawls on the ground.
和世界一样的污秽，一样的淫乱。
We're as defiled as the world.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我不知道你的情形怎样。
I don't know what your condition is.
今天当魔鬼把这许多东西摆在我们眼前的时候，
and when Satan lies, place all these conditions before us,
我们是和世人一样在那里享受它。
Are we like the worldly people to enjoy them?
暗暗地恋爱它。
To desire after them secretly.
与它妥协。
To compromise with it.
常常在那里徘徊周旋。
We walk around it.
还是我们又起来对付他？
Or do we rise up and go against it?
我们有没有恨恶他？
Do we hate it?
我们有没有感觉说这个是仇敌？
Do we feel that this? Do we see that this is the evil one?
他正在吞吃你的生命。
That he is swallowing my life.
他正在毁坏我们的前途。
That he is destroying our future.
他要把我们置于死地。
That he wants to put us to death.
我们有没有这种感觉？
Do we have that kind of feeling?
我担心我们的感觉很大。
I worry that we're very insensitive about that.
因为今天我们看看这个媒体。
And because if we look at the media today,
从好莱坞出来的。
Everything that came out of Hollywood.
从好莱坞周围的那些淫乱败坏的厂家出来的。
And from all these companies that's in Hollywood.
大量的传播到世界的每个角落。
All these, they project all these sexual immoralities to every corner of the world.
我们是不是也买票去看呢？
Do we purchase tickets and watch those movies?
我们去旅游的时候，是不是也到好莱坞影城去啊看一看，去欣赏欣赏的
？Do we all admire when we go to university studio?
对不起，我自己也到过那里去。
And I've been to Universal Studio myself.
但是我感觉越来越沉重。
But my heart was very heavy.
如果我们今天对他没有感觉。
But if our heart has become insensitive to it.
如果我们把好莱坞当作一个朋友。
If we see Hollywood as a friend.
当做一个娱乐
，We see it as a mere entertainment.
把它的产品当做我们可以享受的，当做我们的食物。
If we think that its product can become our food and our enjoyments,
我怕我们属灵的感觉已经太淡了。
I'm afraid our spiritual sensitivity has become very light.
有一个姊妹，她最近带朋友孩子下去。
And there is a sister who brought friends and her children down to LA.
她回来的时候告诉我。
And she went to Universal Studio and after she returned, she told me.
她说在走过一些游乐的地方。
And she's been to certain theme parks.
她里面有个感觉。
And she has a feeling in her heart.
到这些地方去不对。
She feel that it was not right to go to those places.
这些地方对我们产生很大的影响。
Because it creates a great influence on us.
如果我们把孩子从小就带到那里去旅游，
If we brought our children to those theme parks when they were young,
我们只要能告诉他说，他是我们的仇敌。
And we should tell them that these are our enemies.
今天不仅好莱坞，
And today not only Hollywood.
不仅这些影片录影带，
Not limiting to those videotapes.
不仅那些杂志广告电视。
Or magazines, or TV programs, or advertisements.
魔鬼更是大量的利用网络。
And the evil one is really using the internet.
没有一个年轻人不用电脑。
There's not one young person who does not use the internet.
没有一个年轻人能够在这些东西面前不靠着主而可以得胜。
There's no young one who can stand before the Lord without His help.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的处境非常的危险。
Dear Lord, dear brothers and sisters, we're in a very dangerous time.
彼得告诉我们说，魔鬼好像吼叫的狮子。
Peter has told us that he's like a lion.
而乃是遍地游行。
He's like a roaring lion that walk around the earth.
寻找可吞吃的人。
He want to find out those who can swallow.
我觉得今天魔鬼真是遍地游行。
And today, that is our enemy. He is walking around.
但是我们没有把他当作魔鬼。
But we did not see him as Satan.
我听过一个年轻弟兄的见证。
I've heard one brother's, a young brother's testimony.
他在他的电脑的四周围挂了很多很多的经文。
He has posted many Bible verses around his computer screen.
他就是要提醒自己。
And to remind himself.
他必须要用这个东西。
He needs those verses to remind himself.
可是魔鬼正潜伏在四周，想要吞吃他。
But the evil one is lying in wait around him, wanted to swallow him.
我觉得这应当是我们要有的态度。
And I really feel that that is our attitude, what our attitude should be.
无论是年幼的弟兄姊妹，
whether we're young,
无论是青年的弟兄姊妹，
or a little bit older,
壮年的弟兄姊妹，
or stronger ones,
或甚至于更年长的弟兄姊妹，
or even elder ones,
我们都需要这样的警觉他。
We need to have that alertness.
我们没有一个人可以靠着自己胜过他。
Because not one person who can overcome it by our own strength.
在这些淫乱的仇敌面前，我们每一个人必定要失败。
Because before this Satan of his sexual immorality, we will fail.
但是感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
有他住在我们的里面。
Because our Lord is dwelling in our hearts.
他是我们的得胜。
That he is our victory.
他今天不像在以色列人在地上的日子一样。
Unlike the time of those Israelites.
不只是赐给他们律法。
Not only God has given us commands.
今天乃是在恩典之下。
But today we're in His grace.
在旧约的时代是在律法之下。
In the Old Testament, they're under law.
在新约的时代是在恩典之下。
But in the New Testament, we're under grace.
那这区别在哪里呢？
And what is the difference?
律法之下，人要自己去做。
Because under law, you will try to do things yourselves.
恩典之下，是神来替我们做。
But under grace will be God who will accomplish.
照着我们今天所得的恩典。
According to the grace that we have received today.
同志们，我们的失败是完全没有借口的。
Dear brother and sister, there's no excuse for our failures.
我们的失败是完全没有借口的。
There's no excuse for our failures.
我们是选择去失败的。
Because we have chosen to sin.
同志们，我们应当是得胜的。
Because we are supposed to be victorious.
让主的灵感动我们的心。
And may the Spirit of the Lord touch our hearts.
让我们不辜负这浩大的恩典。
That we will not fall short of such a wonderful great grace.
保罗在哥罗西书告诉我们。
In Colossians, Paul has told us.
在这卷启示最高的书里面告诉我们。
In this book of high revelation, he has revealed to us.
一个非常非常基本的东西。
And there's one thing that's very basic.
如果我们要得到这个最高的祝福和恩典。
If we want to receive the highest blessings and the greatest grace.
能够与神的荣耀旨意有份。
And to be partakers with his glorious plan and purpose.
能够在得胜的行列里有份。
And to be among the victorious overcomers.
能够有份于基督的天国。
And to be partakers of the kingdom of God.
能够与他一同作王掌权。
To be able to reign with him.
能够在受审判的时候不至于如同火烧一无所存。
And to be able to stand without being burned by fire in judgment.
有一件非常基本的事情。
There's something that's very basic.
这是我们应当思念天上的事。
That we need to be mindful of the things above.
不要思念地上的事。
Instead of being mindful to the things on earth.
弟兄姊妹们，利未记十一章。哥罗西书第三章。
Brothers and sisters, in Leviticus chapter 11 and Colossians chapter 3,
我们看见那个相似的地方。
We saw the similarities.
那些爬物都在地上爬的。
Because all the creatures are the ones that are crawling on the ground.
那些最污秽败坏的东西都是沉到地上去的。
And all these things that are defiled are on the ground.
我们思想它。
And as we meditate on it,
我们就要被它污秽。
We will be defiled.
我们就要被他败坏。
We will be corrupted by it.
我们作为神的儿女。
And as a child of God.
我们不容许这样的事情发生在我们身上。
We should not allow such things to happen to us.
就怎么样，无论你蒙恩的年日是多少。
Doesn't matter how many years you've been saved.
哪怕是我们上一个礼拜刚刚受浸的弟兄姊妹。
Even if you were just baptized last week.
都应当起来思念上面的事。
Everyone should be thinking about the things above.
不要再思念地上的事。
Not the things on earth.
不要再学着那些世界的样子。
Not to imitate the form, the things of the world.
不要甘屈作为爬虫之类的东西。
Do not compromise to be a creature on the ground.
我们应当如鹰展翅上腾。
But we shall be like an eagle soaring.
我们是属天的百姓。
Because we are heavenly people.
我们是超越这世界之上的。
We're people who surpass the world.
当世界用大量的污秽败坏东西来败坏人的时候。
When the world tried to corrupt the hearts of man with all these defiled things,
你知道他最想败坏的是谁吗？
Do you know whom does he want to defile the most?
他最想败坏的就是神的儿女。
And that would be the children of God.
世人已经是在那个其中。
Because the people of this world is already in it.
可是神的儿女们。
But the children of God,
当我们从水里面进出来的时候，
as we were baptized, as we went through the water,
我们乃是被神把我们与世界完全分别了。
We have been separated by God from the world.
照着我们的地位，
and according to our position,
我们是跟世界完全不同的了。
We are completely different from the world.
我们是属天的。
We are heavenly.
我们应该是展翅上腾。
We should be like an eagle soaring.
可是若我们思念地上的事，
But if we set our mind on the things on the earth,
我们爱慕它，
If we desire it,
我们想说这一次做一下没关系，
If we just think about just one time,
我想一下没关系，
Or just think about it once,
只要别人不知道就没关系，
As long as nobody else knows, that would be fine.
只要不伤害到别人就没关系，
As long as I don't bring harm to others, that would be fine.
那我们就会从地上会从天上就落到地上去了。
And then we have fallen from heaven to earth.
所以保罗劝我们要思念上面的事。
Therefore, Paul asks us to encourage us to think of the things above.
因为在那里有基督坐在神的右边。
Because there is Christ seated on the right hand of God.
我们得胜的秘诀在哪里呢？
And where is the secret of our overcoming, our victory?
思想基督。
It is to meditate Christ.
思想他为我们流血舍命的大爱。
To think about the great love, the sacrificial love that he has for us.
如果我们对于十字架上主的流血与舍命感觉淡了，
感觉
淡了。
If our sensitivity, our feeling towards the Lord's sacrificial love on the cross has decreased.
那是我们失败的开始。
And that would be the beginning of our failure.
我们轻看主耶稣流血舍命这件事情。
Because we look lightly upon the shedding of blood of our Jesus.
就表示我们对罪感觉是轻的。
Because that would show that our attitude towards sin is very light.
弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
仇敌他一直的蛰伏在我们的周围。
And you know that Satan is lying in wait around us.
在你强壮的时候，他动不了你。
When you're strong, he cannot move you.
可是当你开始有一点点的动摇、软弱的时候，
But when you start becoming a little bit weak and shaken a little bit,
魔鬼就趁机而上。
And it would be his opportunity.
一举将我们击败。
And he will invade, he will cause us to fail.
所以基督在十字架上的流血舍命。
And therefore the blood, dying of Jesus on the cross.
那幅图画必须一直活化在我们的心中。
And that picture should become forever alive in our mind.
基督生命的圣洁美丽。
And the beauty and the holiness of the life of Christ.
必须是我们思想的对象。
It should be the subject of our meditation.
渴慕像他。
And to desire to be like him.
渴慕讨他的喜悦。
To desire to please him.
向往他所给我们的呼召。
To desire the calling he has for us.
羡慕与他一同作王掌权。
And to desire to reign with him.
这才能够使我们离地上腾。
Then we will be able to depart from the earth and soar.
弟兄姊妹们，我不知道我们对主的呼召有多少的向往。
Dear brother and sister, I don't know how much time you think about the calling of the Lord.
这件事情对你来说真实吗？
And is that something that's very real to you?
还是我们在地上的吃喝玩乐更实在呢？
Or your drink and eat and be merry is more important.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
更可以说我们是神的王子。
And more so, we are princes of God.
我们应该谨守这个身份。
And we need to keep that position we have.
我们不让这个身份有一点点的被贬低。
We do not want to trample in this position that we have.
但是如果我们不重视这个身份，
But if we look lightly at our position,
谁还重视我们的身份呢？
Who will regard us higher?
我们一定会掉到地上。
We will be fallen.
我们来看一个旧约中的故事。
Let's look at a story in the Old Testament.
就是创世纪第49章。
That's recorded in Genesis chapter 49.
第49章我们来读三和四节。
Let's read chapter 49 of Genesis verses 3 and 4.
这是雅各在他生命中最后的时候。
And that's when Jacob came to the end of his life.
他为他的十二个儿子来祝福。
He was blessing his 12 sons.
那是他的长子刘辩。
And Reuben was his eldest son.
他没有得着祝福。
He did not receive blessing.
他失去了作为长子当得的福分。
He has lost the blessing of the firstborn.
所以成为我们所有有长子名分的人一个非常严重的警戒。
And that become a greatest warning for us who are the firstborn son.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天蒙恩得救了。
And today we have been saved.
我们都是得着长子名分的一般。
We have received the right of the firstborn son.
我们是轻看他呢，还是我们重视他？
Do we treasure it or do we look lightly upon it?
我们来读第三和第四节。
Let's read verses 3 and 4.
刘辩呐、啊，你是我的长子，
是
我力量强壮的时候生的，本当大有尊荣，权力操纵，但你放纵情欲，滚沸如水，必不得居首位，因为你上了你父亲的床，污秽了我的榻。这些话今天读来，感觉到是何等的悲哀。
And it is very woeful for me to read those verses today.
刘辩照着他的出生。
Because according to his birth order,
他说呢，应当是大有尊荣，权力操纵。
It should be excelling in honor and excelling in power.
因为他是雅各最强壮的时候所生的。
Because he was born when Jacob was at his strongest.
可是有一天，他与雅各的妻子庇拉行了淫乱。
But one day he committed sexual immoral things with his Jacob's wife Bilhah.
他与这个妾庇拉上了床，
and
污秽了雅各的榻。
Reuben went to bed with Bilhah and defiled the bed of his father.
这里怎么说呢？
And how did the Bible say?
说因为他放纵情欲，滚沸如水。
Because he was turbulent as the waters.
刘辩他在一生中间
and in his lifetime,
没有来对付他这个情欲的罪。
Reuben did not deal with his sin of lust.
在他的肉体中有一个强烈的东西一直的是征服他的。
In his flesh, this lust forever overcame him.
弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
我们都有我们的弱点。
We all have our weaknesses.
我们自己知道。
And we all know it ourselves.
魔鬼也非常的知道。
And Satan knows it very well as well.
所以他正在想办法要打败我们。
So he is trying to defeat us.
刘辩还没有致死这个淫乱的肉体。
And Reuben did not put to death this flesh of lust.
以至于他失去了长子当得的尊荣。
Therefore he lost the honor that he should receive as a firstborn son.
作为神的儿女，
and as a child of God,
我们也本当大有尊荣，权力操纵。
And we should be excel in honor and power.
但是如果我们不肯来对付这个肉体情欲的东西，
but if we're unwilling to deal with this lust that's in our flesh,
我们也会和刘辩一样。
We will be like Reuben.
所以这个福分后来是给了约瑟。
And therefore, this blessing of firstborn son was given to Joseph.
约瑟的两个儿子。马拉西和以法莲
Joseph's two sons Ephraim and Manasseh
他们两个成为得双倍福分的家族。
They received double portions of blessing.
那在这里49章的最后一节这里说，
And the end of chapter 49
就是49章26节，
Verses 24 through 26、
26就好了，26
Verse 26.
你父亲所住的福胜过我祖先所住的福，如勇士的山岭自己的边界，这些福必降在约瑟的头上，临到那与弟兄迥别之人的顶上。
Your father's blessings are greater than the blessings of the ancient mountains, than the bounty of the age-old hills. Let all these rest on the head of Joseph, on the brow of the prince among his brothers.
这里讲到约瑟所以得到这么无边的祝福。
And here it spoke that the reason why Joseph received such a boundless blessing.
取代了 长子流变。
And he has replaced the firstborn son, Reuben.
那是因为他与弟兄兄妹。
Because he was the prince among the brothers.
我想弟兄姊妹都非常的清楚。
And I know that brothers and sisters are all very clear on this.
当约瑟即将要登上宝座之前，一个非常严重的试探。
And there was a great temptation for Joseph before he became a prince.
就是波提法的妻子百般的要纠缠他。
That the wife of Potiphar kept on enticing him.
如果是一个一般的年轻人。
And if you take an ordinary young man.
一个30岁的单身男子。
And who's single and who's in his 30s.
看见这个波提法妻子能够给他好处，可以给他，可能还可以给他官位。
And if somebody's wife, Potiphar's wife, can grant me good things and even honor.
而且还是他自己要的，也不是他去求来的。
And she is the one who's enticing me, not me.
所以他可以一点没有罪恶感觉。
So he can do it without guilt.
可是约瑟一再的拒绝他。
But Joseph continued to reject him.
直到最后一次，他甚至于把衣服都让他偷走，人跑掉了。
And the very last incident, he even let go of his cloak and he ran away.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
and dear brothers and sisters,
这是一个以弟兄迥别的人。
That is one who is different among his brothers.
他是如此的对付他肉体的情欲。
Because he dealt with the lust in his flesh.
他对付了那个足以叫他身败名裂的东西。
He dealt with the things of sin that might cause him to fall greatly, losing his honor.
我们不能把这个当作一个罪的一部分。
And we should treat it as part of a sin.
为什么呢？
Why?
我们来看看其他的人。
Let's look at other examples.
我们来看看士师记里面的参孙。
Let's look at Samson in the book of Judges.
在士师记里头。
In the book of Judges.
有一个非常特别的士师。
There is a very special judge.
当以色列人落在非利士人手中四十年的时候。
When the Israelites were in the hands of Philistines for 40 years,
神让参孙一个非常奇妙的方式出生了。
And God had brought about the birth of Samson in a very marvelous way.
他借着天使的显现告诉他要出生，并且一出生就要来做拿细耳人。
And through the appearance of an angel, his parents was told that the birth of Samson, and from his birth, he shall be a Nazarite.
在士师记十三章那里。
Judges chapter 13.
十三章第五节。
Verses 5.
你必怀孕生一个儿子，你不可用剃头刀剃他的头，因为这孩子一出胎就归神做拿细耳人，他必起手拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的手。
Because you will conceive and give birth to a son, no razor may be used on his head, because the boy is to be a Nazarite, set apart to God from birth, and he will begin the deliverance of Israel from the hands of Philistines.
第七节。
Verse 7.
却对我说，你要怀孕生一个儿子，所以清酒浓酒都不可喝，一切不洁之物也不可吃，因为这孩子从出胎一直到死，必归神做拿细耳人。
But he said to me, drink no wine or other fermented drinks, and do not eat anything unclean, because the boy will be Nazarite of God from birth until the day of his death.
参孙的出生是超凡的。
And this birth of Samson was supernatural.
因为天使启示他，这个孩子在出生之前这个时间，他母亲已经要守这个拿细耳人不可吃的这些规矩。
And even before the birth of the son, his mother need to abide by all the laws of the Nazarite, the regulations.
而且当参孙出生以后，所有一切葡萄所的果子或者是制造的酒醋他都不能吃。
And he cannot drink anything that's fermented drink from wine or fermented drink.
他的头发不能剃。
He cannot put razor to his head.
从他出生一直到死都必须要做拿细尔人。
And he is a Nazarite from birth to death.
在以色列人中是特别的。
And that is very special among the
Israelites. 有些以色列人他们愿意许愿做拿细尔人。
And some were willing on their own account wanting to be a Nazarite.
但是是有时间性的。
But there is a time limit to it.
他可以结束这个，然后再回去过平常生活。
He can, when the time's up, he can just go back to his regular life.
但参孙却被神所命定。直到死他都要做拿细尔人。
But Samson was set apart from God, and until death he shall be a Nazarite.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是天生的拿细尔人。
And dear brothers and sisters, we are a Nazarite by birth.
我们所说的不是像他在这里守外面这些不可吃或是要怎样做。
Even though we're not going about those regulations of the Nazarites in the Old Testament.
拿细尔人就是一个完全归神的人。
But these are the people who are completely consecrated to God.
我们是真以色列人。
We are a true Israelite.
就是侍奉来说，我们是真利未人。
And according to our ministry, we're true Levites.
就是我们对神的奉献来说，我们是真拿细尔人。
And when we talk about our consecration, we are a true Nazarite.
所以我们一生之久，我们应该与这世界的这些享受、这些最终之乐，应当是有分别的。
Therefore, through our lifetime, we should be separated from these enjoyments of this world.
所以我们看见但以理的榜样。
And when we look at the example of Daniel,
但以理当他在年轻的时候就被到了这个巴比伦的王宫。
And when he was young, he was taken to the palace of Nebuchadnezzar.
这么好的机会。
And that was such a great opportunity.
要训练他来成为巴比伦王手下的大臣。
And they want to train him to be a great official, under Nebuchadnezzar.
这么大的前途。
And that is a great future for him.
这么大的尊荣。
And that is a great honor for him.
但是这个青年人。
But this young man.
和他的三个朋友。
And his three friends.
他们却立志不让王的酒。王的膳来玷污他们的身体。
They have resolved not to defile themselves with the food, the choice food of the king.
所以王的酒就是那些世上的娱乐，那些世上叫门肉体快乐的东西。
And the wine of the king speaks of the enjoyments and entertainments of this world, things that pleases us.
让我们一接触以后，我们就很兴奋，我们就会很快乐的东西。
And something that once we get in contact with, we get very excited.
王的膳就是那些世上叫我们可以觉得满足，让我们觉得有所成就的东西。
And the food of the choice food of the king speaks of the things that in the world that satisfy us, our achievements, accomplishments.
这些但以理都完全拒绝了。
And all these, Daniel has rejected.
所以我们看见后来他成为五个朝代的宰相。
And we see later on that he became the prime minister throughout five dynasties.
圣经告诉我们说，他的聪明，他的灵里面的智慧是远超过那些术士，那些都十倍以上。
And the Bible tells us his wisdom is surpassed, 10 times surpassed all these other,
术士，没关系。我们知道敬畏耶和华那是智慧的开端。
And we know that fearing the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
And knowing the most holy one is understanding.
因为我们做父母的都用这个来教养我们的儿女。
We all use that verse to train our children.
我们不是让世界很多东西来充塞在他们的头脑里头。
We do not allow many things of the world to fill their minds.
巴不得我们多多的把属灵的事情告诉他们。
And we really want to tell them more of the spiritual things.
多多的为他们祷告。
And to pray more for them.
多多的为他们求天上来的智慧。
To pray for the heavenly blessings to be a wisdom to be on them.
像但以理一样。
Just like Daniel.
但是很可惜，参孙不是这样的。
But Samson, on the contrary, was not like that.
到了第十四章那里。
In chapter 14 of Judge.
我们第一次看见参孙长大了。
And in chapter 14, we saw that Samson grew up.
并且他有一个严重的问题。
He has a problem that's very severe.
就是他有一个严重的情欲。
He has a very strong lust.
神给他一个很强壮的身体。
He has a very strong body physically.
可是他身上有一个很厉害的情欲。
But he has a very strong lust.
所以有一天十四章第一节那里说，参孙下到亭拿，在那里看见一个女子是非利士人的女儿。
And therefore, in verse 1 of chapter 14, it says, Samson went down to Timnah and saw there a young Philistine woman. And he had asked his parents to allow him to marry her.
第三节, 他父母说, 在你弟兄的女儿中或在本国的民中, 岂没有一个女子和着你去在未受割礼的非利士人中娶妻呢? 参孙对他父亲说, 愿你给我娶那女子, 因我喜悦她。
And verse 3 says, His father and mother replied, Isn't there an acceptable woman among your relatives or among all your people? Must you go to the uncircumcised Philistines to get a wife? But Samson said to his father, Get her for me. She is the right one for me.
照着神的定规,
and according to the rules of the Lord,
以色列人是不准与外邦人通婚的,
the Israelites were not allowed to marry Gentiles.
更何况, 参孙是拿细耳人,
and let alone Samson was a Nazarite.
但是他的情欲不受约束,
but he could not control his lust.
他也是一个没有对付肉体的一个人,
he was a person who did not deal with his flesh.
他有很大的能力,
he has a great strength.
但却是一个非常软弱的属灵生命,
but he had a weak spiritual life.
所以他就跟他父亲说,
Therefore he said to his father,
就帮我娶这个女子,
go,
因为我非常喜欢她。
Go get her for me because I delight in her.
青年弟兄姊妹们,
young brothers and sisters,
当你在交往的时候,
when you're in courtship,
你是先找到一个你喜欢的,
do you find someone that you like first?
还是你先求有一位爱主的姊妹, 爱主的弟兄呢?
Or do you first seek the Lord and for someone who loves the Lord?
这对你的未来整个是一个严重的影响,
that is a very serious influence in your future.
当你们到学校里面去读书,
when you go to school and study,
到社会上去工作,
when you go to work in this society,
你会遇到很多很多的人,
you will encounter many different kinds of people.
你会可以遇到很英俊很高大的男子,
you will encounter very tall and handsome man.
你也会遇到很时髦很漂亮的女子,
and or you will encounter very fashionable and very beautiful woman.
但是我劝你要选那些敬虔爱神的神的儿女。
But I encourage you to choose a child of God who loves the Lord.
如果我们顺着我们肉体所喜好的去选择,
if we choose according to our desire,
后面我们有吃不尽的苦头,
then there will be sufferings waiting for us.
很可能我们一生的属灵前途就完全的葬送了。
Perhaps all our spiritual life would be corrupted.
到了第16章,
in chapter 16 of Judges,
参孙到了加萨, 在那里看见一个妓女, 就与她亲近。
And one day Samson went to Gaza, there he saw a prostitute. He went in to spend a night with her.
我们发现她里面那个肉体的情欲渐渐在长大。
So you realize that the lust that's within her started to grow more and more.
弟兄姊妹们,
and dear brothers and sisters,
如果我们不对付这个情欲,
if we do not deal with our lust,
它不仅不会死, 它也不会萎缩。
Not only it will not die, it will not also shrink.
它会渐渐地长大。
It will grow gradually.
如果我们也容许我们的眼目一直去看这些东西,
if we allow our eyes to see these lustful things,
我们思想去想这些东西,
if we think about these things,
我们的手去碰这些东西,
our hands touch these things,
我们一定会把它养大。
And we will cause the lust within us to grow, our appetite to grow.
在这里他从一个外邦的女子转换到妓女的身上。
And here we see that Samson has taken his eyes now to from a Gentile woman to a prostitute.
我要奉劝我们很多的弟兄们,
and I would encourage, warn all our brothers.
很多时候可能你不是主动去找的。
Oftentimes maybe that you are not the one who's taking initiative.
但是魔鬼会把人送上来。
But Satan will bring people to you.
当我们一个人独处的时候,
when you are alone,
远离妻子的时候,
when you are far away from your wife,
我们就是求神保守我们。
We ask the Lord to protect us.
现今的世代邪恶,
because this age is very evil.
我们有没有看清楚现今的世代是这样的邪恶?
Do we see very clearly that the time that we're in is very evil?
像人家旅馆中睡觉都不得安宁。
And even that you cannot sleep soundly in a hotel.
如果我们自以为可以站得稳的, 要特别的小心。
Those who think he can stand alone, then be very careful.
当我们住到旅馆去的时候,
when we're in a hotel,
我们不要什么都看。
We don't want to take our eye, look at, let our eyes look on everything.
因为家里面的没有的电视频道，它通通都有了。
Because it has a lot of more channels than you have in your home.
我们被那些东西所刺激。
And we're stimulated by these channels.
魔鬼在打了一个电话说，我们这里有人。
And then Satan would send someone to call you, say, hey, we have somebody here.
可怕的事情可能就发生了。
And something dreadful might happen.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这样的污秽绝对不要去沾染。
And let us not to touch those defiled things.
这个样的污秽是沾染不得的。
Because that is something that's not touchable.
因为刚才讲过说，这个东西会长大。
Because this thing that it will, this lust, it will grow.
我们看参孙怎样呢？
And let's look at Samson.
到第四节，十六章第四节。
Chapter 16, verse 4.
后来参孙在梭列谷喜爱一个妇人，名叫大利拉。
And sometime later, he fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah.
可怕的人终于出现了。
And that is someone who was very dreadful, finally appeared.
魔鬼用来杀死参孙的不是那个非利士的女子，也不是那个妓女。
The person that Satan used to kill Samson was not the Philistine woman nor the prostitute.
乃是大利拉。
It was Delilah.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们在这条路上不肯回头的话，
If we're not willing to return,
我们有一天一定会遇到大利拉。
One day we shall encounter Delilah.
我们整个的属灵生命，甚至于肉身生命，都要葬送在他的手中。
And our physical life, even our spiritual life, will be put to death.
有一个这样实际的事情发生过。
And there is one incident.
是有一个人，他买一条蟒蛇，很小的时候就把它买来养。
And there's a person who purchased a My mic go blank.
然后呢，这个蛇呢就渐渐长大。
And this snake grew and grew.
他就跟他玩。
And he just played with him as a pet.
他就让这个蛇渐渐长的时候就来缠他的身体。
And he allowed the snake to wrap around him.
他到最后呢，他可以在众人的面前表演，就全身完全被蛇所捆绑。
And then he would show everyone that he's allowing this great snake to wrap around his entire body.
但是他每一次都能够全身而退。
But every time he can let loose,
蛇都放过他。
And the snake let go of him every time.
可是在有一次的表演里头。
But in one performance,
当许许多的观众正在看这一个最精彩的表演的时候，
When all the audience looked on this performance,
看见这个蛇逐渐的把这个人全身都捆住。
And as the snake wrapped around the body of this person gradually,
忽然之间有那个骨头碎掉的声音出来。
All of a sudden, people hear the sound of the bones breaking.
每个人都非常的惊讶。
Everyone was shocked.
因为他们知道可怕的事情发生了。
Because they knew that something dreadful has happened.
那最后蛇松开的时候。
And when the snake finally let loose.
这个人已经完全粉碎了。
And this person was just, his bones were shattered.
蛇就是那魔鬼。
And the snake, that serpent is the evil one, is Satan.
今天蛇借着淫乱的东西正潜伏在每一个角落。
And today, through those sexual immoral things, the serpent is lying in wait.
如果我们继续接受他的捆绑，
If we continue to allow him to wrap him around us,
继续和他纠缠不肯离开，
And we're not willing to leave him,
一定会像这个人的结局一样。
And our result, the end result will be like this person.
弟兄姊妹。
And dear brothers and sisters.
蛇会长大。
The snake will grow.
蛇会吃掉我们。
And the serpent will swallow us.
所以参孙娶了大利拉之后。
So after Samson married Delilah.
在三次的这个的情况里面，他逃脱了。
In three different accounts, he went away.
因为非利士的首领就叫大利拉去问，到底你怎么有这么多的力气？我们没有办法制服你。
Because the Philistines had asked Delilah to ask him, "Where did your strength come from?"
他前两次给的答案都是非常的空洞。
And the first two times he gave very vague answers.
但是第三次呢？这个答案就渐渐接近这个真实的原因。
And the third time he gave an answer that's very close to the truth.
因为参孙力量的秘诀就是他的头发。
Because the secret of his strength was lies in his hair.
他从出生一直都没有剪过的那个头发。
The hair that he never laid razors on from birth.
因着他的奉献。
And because of his consecration.
神使他 与他神与他同在。
The Lord was with him.
这个头发就显明了神的同在。
And this hair symbolized the presence of the Lord.
就使他能够有超人的力量。
That he had a supernatural power.
但是当他渐渐指向这个真实的原因是头发的时候。
And as he gave answer that's so close to the truth.
第四次他终于说，如果头发被剃光的话，他就软弱无力，像其他人一样。
Finally, the fourth time he gave out the truth that if his hair was shaved, then he would be as weak as everybody else.
结果参僧被绑了。
And therefore, Samson was bound.
两眼被挽掉了。
And his eyes were taken off.
他全身被铜链捆锁起来。
He was bound by chain.
他被带到非利士人的监牢里面去推磨。
And he became a person who was running the mills in the prison of the Philistines.
从前以色列人对他的欢呼变成非利士人的戏笑。
And all the cheering of those Israelites now turned into the mocking and laughter of the Philistines.
以色列的英雄如同马戏团里面的猴子。
And this hero of Israelites became a monkey of a circus.
他就在众人面前让人家来戏耍。
And he was mocked by all these Philistines.
何等的可悲。
And that was very woeful.
他从天掉到地上去。
He has fallen from heaven to earth.
最后他跟神求。
And then finally he begged the Lord.
我神啊，我不甘心这样死了。
He says, Lord, I'm not willing to die like this.
我不甘心落到这样的地步，被人侮辱，被人嘲弄。
I'm not willing to be mocked and laughed by people like this.
求神给他最后一次的力量。
He asked the Lord to grant him the last the strength.
当三千个男女正在看他戏耍的时候。
And when 3,000 men and women look on to him.
他把那个房子的柱子搬断了，把所有人压死。
He had pulled apart the pillars of the temple and everybody died. It was crushed.
他自己也丧命在其中。
And he died as well.
弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
参孙的结局。
That was the end result of Samson.
这是何等可怜的一生。
It was a pitiful life.
他也是本当大有尊荣、权力操纵的。
He was one who was supposed to excel in honor and in power.
可是后来他当了俘虏，他变成小丑。他最后死在悲惨的情况中。
But later on, he became a slave, a clown, and died in such a woeful condition.
最后，我们来看一下大卫。
Let's take a look at David.
在撒母耳记下第十一章。
In 2 Samuel chapter 11.
弟兄姊妹们。
And dear brothers and sisters.
我们都非常爱大卫。
We love David.
当我们在讲这些事情的时候。
And as we talk about this account.
我们没有轻看我们的弟兄。
We did not look lightly upon our brother David.
但我们要以他为鉴戒。
But we need to see him as our mirror.
因为大卫会犯的，我们也会犯。
Because what the sin that David committed, we are able to commit as well.
那个情欲的东西在你我的里头。
Because the lust is in you and in me.
想尽办法要摧毁我们的人生。
And try all he can to destroy our lives.
愿我们从年幼的时候就起来对付他。
May we deal with it from youth.
大卫是在他将近五十岁的时候才犯了这个大罪。
And David committed this sin when he at his 50s.
如果我们年幼不肯对付他。
If we're not willing to deal with it when we are young.
有一天你想对付他的时候，可能你制服不了他。
And one day if you want to come against it, you may not be able to overcome it.
但如果我们还没有学习过。
And if you never learn such a lesson,
不论今天我们是几岁，我们都起来对付他。
It doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, just deal with it.
我们看大卫在十一章这里的情况。
And let's look at David in chapter 11.
这个时候是大卫已经在耶路撒冷做了王。
And that's when David became king in Jerusalem.
他脱离了扫罗的追赶。
And he has escaped the chasing of King Saul.
他离开这个逃亡的苦难的生活。
He has left a life of exile and running.
他今天是生活在王宫里边，享受他的美食，享受他许多的妃嫔。
And now he is in the palace, enjoy his choice food and his women.
就在他这样的放松的时候。
And in his time of his letting loose.
十一章第二节说，一日太阳平西，大卫从床上起来。在王宫的平顶上游行，看见一个妇人沐浴，容貌甚美。
And verse 2 says, One evening David got up from his bed and walked around on the roof of the palace. From the roof, he saw a woman bathing. The woman was very beautiful.
大卫就差人打听那妇人是谁，有人说她是以莲的女儿，赫人乌利亚的妻拔示巴。
And David sent someone to find out about her. The man said, Isn't this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, and the wife of Uriah the Hittite?
大卫差人去将妇人接来，那时她的月经才得洁净。她来了，大卫与她同房，她就回家去了。
And David sent messengers to get her. She came to him, and he slept with her. And she had purified herself from her uncleanness. Then she went back home.
于是她怀了孕，打发人去告诉大卫说：“我怀了孕。”
And the woman conceived and sent word to David, saying, "I am pregnant."
短短的四节圣经。
And such a short four verses.
是大卫一生中。最可怕黑暗的时候
That was the darkest time in David's life
也是叫大卫整个的名声他整个的属灵的前途他的整个人生的遭遇发生一个最大转折的时刻
It is a pivotal point in his spiritual life and that cost him his spiritual life his reputation in the future
从前他年幼的时候他就打败哥利亚
When he was young he defeated Goliath
他能够为扫罗弹琴驱赶魔鬼
He was able to play the harp and cast away the demon spirit in Saul
他敬畏神到一个地步连扫罗在他手上他都不敢动手杀他
He feared the Lord to a point that he did not dare to touch Saul even when Saul was handed to him
但是没有想到有个东西他没有对付
But one thing that he did not deal with
或者是说他在放松的时候被这个所胜
Or is during the time of he completely relaxed and letting loose him of himself.
因为他现在过的生活非常的舒适
Because it was a very life of comfort.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters.
当我们的环境有转换的时候
When there's a transition in our environments.
当你从学生毕业找到了第一个工作
And as you transition from a student to going on to your first job.
当你从一个比较平凡的生活忽然比较发达了比较成功了
And from an ordinary life to a life that is more successful
都是我们人生遇到危机的时刻
That would be a time of danger a pivotal time in our life
或是你什么都成就了什么责任都了了你可以比较舒服的过你日子的时候那也是一个危机的时刻
And when you can relax and when you're done all, with all your responsibilities and that would be a time of danger as well
大卫可以整天整个下午在那睡午觉
And David can be sleeping all afternoon
然后他可以在皇宫上面去随意的浏览去看人家的私事
And he can go up to the roof of palace and looking at his people in private
然后等他看到一个妇人美貌的时候他就去打听
And when he saw a woman that was beautiful, he had sent messengers to her.
他用他王的权力地位去把那个妇人找来与他同寝
He brought this woman in by using his authority as a king and slept with her.
原来他可能以为就做这么一次就了了
Originally, he might thought, well, this is just one incident, just one account.
很多人岂不是说要逢床作戏吗？
And didn't many people say, well, just do it once?
现在很多流行这样的东西。
And something that's very fashionable nowadays.
可是你以为只有你跟他知道的时候。
And when you think that only you and her, she knows about this.
却没有想到神却看见了。
But God saw all of it.
神爱我们。
And God loves us.
他不容许这个东西在我们身上。
He's not allowing these to abide in us.
所以他要把它显出来。
Therefore, he needed to reveal it.
结果拔示巴就怀孕。
Therefore, Bathsheba was pregnant.
大卫为了遮掩这个可怕的结果。
And because he wanted to cover this consequence.
他把他的丈夫乌利亚从战场上找回来。
He has he called for Uriah from the battleground.
希望让乌利亚回家去跟他的妻子同寝，然后把这个孩子当作是他自己的孩子。
He wanted Uriah to go home to be in bed with his wife, and then so they would say this child is Uriah's.
但是神没有容许这个事情成就。
But God did not allow this to happen.
所以乌利亚这么忠心，两个晚上都在王宫的外面站立，不肯回家去。
And Uriah was such a faithful person. He stood before the palace for two nights, not willing to go home.
所以大卫知道 他没有办法隐藏这个是个罪了。
And therefore David knew that he cannot conceal this sin.
他就决定把乌利亚致死于战场。
Therefore he decided to put Uriah to death on the battleground.
让约押把他派到最危险的地方去，然后撤兵，让他被杀。
So he was sent to the front line without any help around him, and he was killed.
从奸淫到杀人。
So from adultery to murder.
大卫的罪越犯越大。
And his sin became greater and greater.
后来乌利亚死了。And he received
Bathsheba to the palace after Uriah died.
神差遣先知拿单去。
And God has sent prophet Nathan to him.
他去指责大卫。
And to scold him.
大卫的伟大就显在这个地方。
And where the greatness of David is revealed in this experience.
当拿单把他的罪指出来的时候。
When Nathan pointed out his sin to David.
大卫跪拜在神的面前。
David knelt before the Lord.
承认他犯罪。
He had confessed his sins.
悔改。
He repented.
弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
我们很多时候把大卫前面那个当作一个榜样。把前面这段罪当作一个榜样。
Oftentimes we regard the sin that David committed as an example.
当作我们可以犯罪的借口。
As an example, excuse for us to sin.
但是我们却没有看见大卫是何等的勇敢来认罪。
But we did not see how courageous David was in his confession of sins.
如果我们弟兄姊妹犯罪了。
If we have sinned.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该帮助他们悔改。
And if our brothers and sisters sinned, we need to help him or her to repent.
我们应该效法拿单。
We need to be take an example from Nathan.
我们没有一个人能够有权利来定罪人。
Not one of us has the authority to judge.
但是我们作为弟兄姊妹。
But as a brother or sister.
我们应该有神的这个托付，要挽回我们的弟兄姊妹。
We should have this commitment from the Lord that we should get this brother and sister back.
如果犯了奸淫而没有悔改，就是所有其他事情都好了，也没有用。
And it is useless if this person did not repent from his adultery, even though everything else seems normal.
因为我们至终得罪的是神自己。
Because we have sinned against God.
大卫悔改了。
And David repented.
但是神没有容让他。
But God did not just let go of him.
神说，所以刀剑必永不离开你的家。第十节最后。
And in verse 10, God said that the knife. The sword will never depart from your house.
然后说要从他的家中兴起祸患来攻击他。
And from his household, God will raise up people to attack him.
而且要让大卫的妃嫔在光天化日之下被别人侮辱。
And then his wife shall be defiled by other people in sunlight.
他在暗中所做的，神要在这明处帮他显出来。
What he did in secret, God would do it in the broad daylight.
然后他和巴斯巴所生的儿子必定要死。
And the son that Bathsheba was pregnant with would die.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
神会赦免我们的罪。
God will forgive our sins.
但是因着那个罪，我们种下的果子我们要吃。
But the fruit of that sin, the consequence of that sin, we shall bear it.
每一个罪都会结果子。
Every sin will bear fruit.
我们不要轻易的说人都能犯罪。
Let us not say that, oh, we all sin.
有些罪的果子是我们吃不下去的。
Because some of the consequence of sin we cannot bear.
你看后来大卫的儿子暗嫩玷污大卫的女儿他玛。
And then David's son Amnon defiled his daughter Tamar.
大卫的亲生儿子亚撒龙起来背叛他，逼着这个老父亲逃亡。
And his own son Absalom rise up and was against his own father.
亚撒龙把暗嫩也杀死了。
And he also killed Amnon.
后来大卫的臣仆。
And then his officials of David.
祭司。
His priests.
将军。
His officials.
一个一个背叛他。
Every one of them went against him.
可以说是众叛亲离。
And everyone, his officials, his relatives were against him and left him.
神还差遣人当众去羞辱大卫。
And God even sent people to scold him in broad daylight in front of everyone.
亚撒龙又被约押所刺死。
And Absalom was killed by Joash.
约押，元帅。
His general.
大卫，他的生命遭受到严重的打击。
And he was, he was suffered greatly.
他的家分崩离析，他的家就快散掉了。
And his family, his household was falling apart.
他的国的根基摇摇欲坠。
And the foundation of his kingdom was shaken.
都因为那一次的罪造成的。
It was all because of that one sin.
弟兄姊妹。
And brothers and sisters.
可怕的魔鬼正躲在这个淫乱的背后。
And this dreadful Satan is lying behind the sin.
我们不要光看表面。
Let us just not look at things superficially.
好像那些是诗人的行为。
And thinking that these is what other people do.
好像那是而一次的过犯。
Or regard it as just one incident, just one sin.
弟兄姊妹，神如果爱你的话。
Dear brothers and sisters, if the Lord truly loves you.
他必要管教。
He will discipline.
所以保罗告诉我们说。
And Paul says.
如果我们真与基督同活。
If we truly lived with the Lord.
就是我们是不是真正重生得救的。
Are we truly reborn?
基督活在我们里面吗？
And isn't the Lord living in our hearts?
圣灵住在我们里面吗？
Is the Holy Spirit living in our hearts?
如果是的话，
If that's the case,
我们起来思想天上的事。
And we will think about the things above.
不要再思念地上的事。
Not to think of the things on earth.
要致死我们在地上的肢体。
And to put to death the things of the members of body.
把淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲统统置于死地。
And to put to death the things of our nature, such as sexual immorality, impurity, greed, evil desires.
甚至口中污秽的言语一句都不能出口。
Even the defiled words, when that language will not come out of our mouth.
保罗在以弗所书第五章那里说。
In Ephesians chapter 5, Paul tells us.
要我们被圣灵充满。
That we should be filled by the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹。
And dear brothers and sisters.
圣灵是与我们的情欲来相争的。
And because the Holy Spirit is against our the lust of our nature.
刚才我为什么说我们失败是没有借口呢？
Why is it that I said earlier that our failure there was no excuse for our failure?
因为可以打败我们情欲的元帅已经住在你的里头。
Because this person who can defeat your lustful desire is dwelling in your heart.
这元帅就是圣灵。
And this general, this person is Holy Spirit.
当我们情欲受到引动的时候。
And when your lust is being aroused,
我们必须要回到神的面前。
We need to come before the presence of the Lord.
我们必须要靠着圣灵来致死这个肉体。
That by the power of the Holy Spirit, we would put to death this lust.
弟兄姊妹，如果不致死他，
if we don't put to death,
有一天他就要制服我们。
And one day he will overcome you.
有天他要叫我们身败名裂。
And he will cause you to lose all your reputations.
好，叫我们失去长子名分所当有的尊荣。
And you will lose the honor as a firstborn son.
他要叫我们的家和我们的侍奉完全溃败。
He would corrupt your family, your household, your ministry.
这是一个可怕的仇敌。
That is a very, very terrible enemy.
今天正在整个全地游行。
That he is walking around all throughout the earth.
凡有血气的，一个都逃不开他。
There's not one who has breath can get escape from him.
就怎么样，我们要去对付他。
And we need to rise up and be against it.
我们最后来看大卫。
Let's look at what David wrote.
当大卫他在犯罪之后不肯认罪的时候，诗篇三十二篇说。
In Psalm chapter Psalm 32.
诗篇三十二篇的第三节就是说，我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而骨头枯干。
Verse 3, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long.
黑夜白日你的手在我身上沉重，我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was sapped in the heat of the summer.
弟兄姊妹们，我们来向神认我们的罪。
And let us confess our sins to the Lord.
如果你的罪没有任何一个人知道。
If your sin is in secret that no one knows, God knows.
来向他认罪。
Confess to him.
不认罪，我们不可能脱离罪。
Because without confession, you cannot escape from that sin.
不得罪赦免，我们不可能离开魔鬼的手。
Without forgiveness, you cannot get away from the hand of Satan.
魔鬼借着罪已经把我们当俘虏。
Because through sin, he has made us his slaves.
借着情欲，他紧紧地捆绑住我们。
And through our lust, he binds us.
所以第五节，大卫说：“我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说，我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。”
Verse 5 says, Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
诗篇第五十一篇就是拿单跟大卫讲完话之后。
And David had wrote Psalm 51 right after Nathan had visited him.
大卫立刻写这个诗篇。
And he wrote this Psalm immediately.
大卫的认罪是非常厉非常迅速的。
And his repentance was very immediate.
我们来看看他在这里说的话。
And let's see what he wrote.
第十节。
Verse 10.
神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里边重新有正直的灵。
Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me.
他知道只有新的生命可以使他得胜。
He knew that only a new life can cause him to overcome.
十七节他说，神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵，神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。
Verse 17 says, The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
行义的罪使我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
The sin of lust causes us to fall short of the glory of God.
行义的罪使我们的身体受到玷污。
It defiles our bodies.
我们要起来对付它。
We need to rise up and go against it.
如果你自己对付不了它。
And if you cannot be against it yourself,
你要告诉你能够信任的属灵的弟兄姊妹。
You need to tell someone, a brother and sister whom you can trust.
你宁可在这个弟兄姊妹面前失去了你的面子。
It's better for you to lose your face before this brother or sister.
不要丧在魔鬼的手中。
Than to lose yourself in the hand of Satan.
主耶稣说，如果有一个眼叫我们跌倒，就把它挽出来。
The Lord says, if one eye causes you to stumble, then take it out.
如果有一个手叫我们跌倒，就把它挽出来。
If one arm causes you to stumble, then save it.
不要叫全身落入地狱。
So that not the entire body will fall into the Hades.
保罗告诉我们说。
And Paul told us.
淫乱的跟神的国是无分的。
And those who are sexual immoral has nothing to do with the kingdom of God.
那怎么样？我们是不是神所生的？
Are we being born by the Lord?
主的生命在我们里面吗？
Isn't the life of God in us?
如果是的话，让我们起来。
If we do, then let us rise up.
来对付这个情欲。
To deal with the sin.
让主的生命重新在里面掌权。
That the life of the Lord will reign in our hearts.
我们唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们唱诗歌236首
Hymn 236
诗歌236我们只唱前面两节就好
Just sing the first two stanzas
这里讲到说我在主的面前等候并专心祈祷
It says, often before the Lord, I was praying earnestly,
盼望能以得从罪得释放
hoping I from sin might be set free.
一日主思怜悯答应我的求告圣灵显现在我中
Then one day in mercy, the Lord revealed to me how the Spirit dwells in me.
弟兄姊妹们圣灵显现叫我们得胜
That the Holy Spirit, when He is revealed, we will overcome.
叫我们从最终得着释放。
That we will be set free from sin.
好吧，我们一同起立来唱这首歌的前两节。
Let's all stand up and sing stanzas 1 and 2.